This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. States parties to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons will meet at the United Nations to strengthen the ban. From Monday, November 27th to Friday, December 1st, the states parties to the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons will meet at the United Nations in New York to review progress on the treaty's implementation and agree on further action to strengthen it. This will be the second meeting of the states parties. The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, or ICAN, is encouraged by the 97 states that have already signed, ratified, or acceded to the treaty. It continues its work for more states to join the treaty. In 2017, ICAN was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. CCNS is a member of ICAN. The treaty is also commonly known as the Nuclear Ban Treaty. The states' parties have urged the nuclear-armed states and their allies to engage with the Nuclear Ban Treaty by being observers at the second meeting of the states' parties. At the first meeting last year, several North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, members did attend. They included representatives from Belgium, Germany, Norway, and the Netherlands. Australia also attended as an observer. Please encourage the Biden administration to send a delegation of U.S. observers to the second meeting and to initiate negotiations with all the nuclear weapon states for a verifiable, time-bound agreement to eliminate all nuclear weapons. During this second meeting, a call will be made for all states to abandon the nuclear deterrence theory as an unacceptable threat to humanity and all life on planet Earth, and to end deployment of nuclear weapons in third states under the so-called nuclear sharing agreements. ICAN states that deterrence is an unproven gamble based on the implicit threat to use nuclear weapons. That theory has brought the world close to nuclear war on a number of occasions. Nuclear sharing agreements are a dangerous practice that further exacerbates the risks of proliferation and nuclear use. The Nuclear Ban Treaty prohibits both of these activities. Alongside the meetings at the United Nations, at least 30 in-person and virtual events will take place during Nuclear Ban Week. There will be marches, rallies, art exhibits, concerts, debates, presentations, and twice daily virtual updates. A full list of events is available on the ICAN website. The second meeting of the states parties, where the end of nuclear weapons is being designed, stands in direct contrast to the beginning of the Manhattan Project in the late 1930s to develop nuclear weapons. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.